Come on up. I have something here. Can you identify what this is?
Clay.
Clay?
Play-Doh.
Play-Doh. Feel it. Feel it. Everybody touch it. What's it feel like?
Play-Doh.
Play-Doh? Yeah. Play-Doh, lean forward here. Come a little closer, you guys. You're so far away. What's it feel like? Is it warm? Feels like slime?
It's
called fresh Play-Doh. Homemade Play-Doh, right? Do you know what this reminds me of?
No.
This reminds me of something. Where do you think they got the idea for Play-Doh from?
Clay.
So you got it. Clay. Where's clay come from?
The ground.
The ground. Yep. And I think if you're a farmer, you probably don't want to have much clay. And it's kind of mushy and wet and all kinds. But you know what? God showed a purpose for it. A good purpose. There's more than one, I'm sure. But you know what they would do? They would, people called potters.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, hello. Pretend it's clay. A potter would take it and put it on like this. And then today we know they can spin it, right? They spin it and they can shape it, right? Like this. Look at this. And then pretty soon, as it's spinning fast, and they have maybe water to shape it, they've also got a beautiful shape. It's good hearing. Do you see? And then, do you think the clay would say, "Don't shake me. I don't want to be shaped."
No.
It can't speak, can it? But it might resist a little bit. It might need a little bit of water, a little bit of tiny water to help shake it more. But the clay is not going to say no. I've seen it done. Have you seen it done?
They seem to done it before.
Yeah. Some people here have made things out of clay or whatever. But you can do all kinds of different shapes. This is, and now you can put it into a kiln if it were clay, and you can paint it. And then you know what? All of a sudden, you'd fire it. They'd fire it, put it in fire in an oven like, and get really hot kiln, they call it. And then it'd come out really hard. It happens. There's a great verse from Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8.
Looks like a hat.
Put it on my head? Come on. Okay, how's it look? Okay, now listen to this Bible verse from Isaiah 64, verse 8. Everybody listening? Look at me. Look at this clay, too. It's pretend clay. It's Play-Doh. Look at this. Everybody listening? Isaiah 64, verse 8 says, "Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand." Repeat after me, okay? Ready? You, O Lord,
are our Father.
We are the clay.
We are the clay.
You are the potter.
We are
all the work of your hand. That's what God reminds us of. Imagine, how does God shape us? How does he shape and mold us? Should we say, "No, I don't want to be shaped"?
No.
We shouldn't, should we? Instead, we should let God shape us however he wants, right? In fact, that could be a prayer. Lord, shape us however you like. Right? Doesn't mean he's going to like squish our arm and pull it out. No. He's talking about our insides, our mind, our hearts. That's what he's talking about. He wants to shape us to be like him. He wants us to be holy like he's holy. And so, we should allow ourselves to be shaped by God. He's going to do that in our life if we let him. We shouldn't resist him. Because clay doesn't talk and say, don't do it. We want him to shape us. Because he's going to make us the best we can then. Yeah. You just kind of want to touch it and move it, don't you? God wants to do this in our life. He wants to shape us to be like him. And it's a challenge. Hey, you know what? Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Two families. This family's going to share one. And then somebody else too. But I don't have big honking ones like this for everybody. But I'm going to divide it up into little balls. Okay? So everybody can have it. So don't grab it yet. Here. Okay. Here. Pass those around. There's two families that have to share. Okay? But I can get enough of these for everybody. Here. Oops. Here we go. Just don't take it yet. Just wait. One.
I don't need to.
Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8 is where it comes from. Where he says, we are the what?
Clay.
And he is the what?
Potter.
And what's he going to do with that clay?
He's going to mold us.
He's going to shape it, right? He's going to mold it. Yeah. Now, how are we doing so far? Look at that. And notice I'm taking out the same lump. Smells funny. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now what you're going to do is everyone's going to take, everybody go ahead and take a ball.
It's not really a ball.
It's not a ball yet, but you're going to make it into a ball, I suspect, right? Yeah. Everybody get one? There you go. Now you're going to have to share with your sisters.
Why is there another bag over there?
Oh.
Yeah, you can have that.
There's a bag. Oh, thank you. You're welcome. I like how he said thank you. The youngest one said thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, remember, God is the what? What's God? He's the potter. And we are the?
Clay.
And the clay is shaped by the potter. Yep, it doesn't resist him. It lets him shape him however he wants. If you can pray that prayer each day in your life, saying, God, shape me however you want today. Do whatever you want in my life. He'll be praised. And you'll be so thankful.
I'm going to shape mine.
Right. Everybody got something? Did she get one? Great catch.
I'm going to shape some of it's on.
Good catch.
Oh, good catch.
Anybody else not have any? You don't have it? Here you go. I'm sorry. And anybody else not have it? Everybody's got some.
I do.
All right. These are not to be on the floor.
Or in your hair.
Or in your hair. Yeah. Don't do that. Don't go. Like I did. Let's pray. Let's pray. Put them in the baggies, too. I don't want to find this stuff on the floor later. And I know Eric doesn't want to either. Let's pray. Eyes closed. Mouths closed. Let's pray. You'll share with your sister. Okay. Or in the same bag with her. Let's pray. Thank you, God, so much that you are the potter and that we are the clay and that you shape and mold us to be like you. Help us, God, to always let you shape and mold us. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you.